Today we'll be'ez Hashem be learned daf mem ches of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in the case of Amlecher Sedeyu Bizman Shayevel Noig, a person who sells his field completely during the period in which Yevel applies. Machlekes B'Yevel Sheni Av B'Yevel Rishon Devrei HaKol Mevi V'Kair. The machlekes is only regarding a field that was sold from the second Yevel cycle and on. But if a field was sold before the first Yevel cycle completed, the Lekeach would recite the parasha. Meicher Sedei Achuza. If a person sells a field that he had inherited, the field is returned to him when Yevel arrives. Makdish Sedei Achuza. If a person places a Hekdish on his Sedei Achuza, and then Hekdish sells it to another person, when Yevel arrives, the Sedei Achuza is not returned to the original owner, but rather it is given to the Kehanim. Makdish Sedei Mikna. If a person places Hekdish on a field that he bought from someone else, and Hekdish sells it to another person, when Yevel arrives, the field is returned to the original owner. The Machlekes Tanoim regarding Hekdisha v'achakach meis aviv. If a son bought his father's field, the son then first made the field Hekdish, and afterward his father died, and the son now inherited the field, is this field considered the son's Sedei Achuza, or is it considered his Sedei Mikna? The next parak's halacha of Hanizakin Shomelen Be'idis. If a person damages another person or his property, unless he pays with money, the mazik must reimburse the nizik from superior fields, but not with beinonis, an average field, and certainly not with ziburis, an inferior field, because as the Gemara later explains, Mebnei Hagazlanim Ma'acham Sonin. The Chacham initiated this to prevent others from stealing and damaging property, as the gazlan and mazik will be forced to reimburse their victim with idis.